Welcome to Shomach Shavan and Dav Shir's Panzer Lunish Basam Yakashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Davches. The Mishnah Amud Beis tells us, Bemido Shodom Moided Bo Moidedim Loy. Anything that a person does is done to him in the same Mido, in the same measurement. And this is the source of Mido Keneged Mido. The Keshbokhu's Moided to Adam exactly as he deserves, exactly what he needs to get. The Chinuch. And Mitzvah Kuf Aynav says something Nifla B'Yoser. It's echoed in many G'doyle Adoyers later. Says the Chinuch, what's the idea of Mido Keneged Mido? Because from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing bad happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol doesn't bring any punishment or harm to an Adam. Whatever happens to Adam is the result of his own Maisim. A person who does good, so he gets a reward. And a person who does bad, that mice itself bad causes his punishment. Whatever a person gets and earns or is punished in this world is a direct consequence of what he does. What he does brings to him the reward or the punishment. There's no bad that comes from above. Everything is a mido keneged mido, meaning it's a result of the Adam's mice. From above can come only chesed. Midas chesed is sometimes kishbuchu will be mashpia. More than what a person deserves. There's midas chesed, the chaz tosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to give a person even though he doesn't deserve it. But bad can come only directly from the ma'aseh of the Adam. Adam creates what he deserves. That's called mido keneged mido, meaning it's not something which is random, some punishment. It's the result, the direct consequence of a person's ma'aseh. This daf is learned in the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach. And it's important to mention, at least in passing, the big shaila that everybody's wondering, why did Am Yisrael suffer in Mitzrayim? Why did they deserve it? Where is the Mida Keneged Mida? So the Arizal gives us in Yom Pi Kabbalah, things which are very hard for us to understand, that Am Yisrael or Gilgul of Dura Palago and Dura Mabul, and they have to come and fix that. And although it's hard for us to grasp it, we need to remember and know that everything in this world is Mida Keneged Mida. There's no such thing as a random punishment that has no basis. And Sefer HaChassidim is brought down that a person can determine based on what happens to him if he did anything wrong. Because if a person has some suffering in the world, something's not going right, that means he did something wrong exactly as he's being suffering right now. He caused harm to somebody else or he caused some avero that because of that he's getting this punishment. So through what a person gets in this world, he will learn what exactly he needs to fix. We conclude over here, what I saw brought down in one of the Mefarshim here, is that by Yisro it says, Kiba davar shazodu aleim. Yisro came and was impressed. He was so in awe. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzrim, but davar shazodu aleim, with what anything they planned to do, they got back. And that's what Rashi brings over there. It was a mida keneged mida. What Yisro was the most impressed with was the Mida Keneged Mida. The Biskira of Allah Torah adds, because we know the Gemara is going to tell us later, that there's three people that knew all the plans of the Goyim, all the plans of the Egyptians. Not only what they did, also what they planned to do. Yisro knew all the plans. So he saw that not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him for what they did, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also punished him for what they planned to do. Because by a Goy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzar Machshava Ra'a L'maisi. So it wasn't just a Mida Keneged Mida for what everything the Egyptians and Mitzrim were able to accomplish, but also what they planned to do, they were punished for that as well. And that's why Yisro was so impressed. According to everything that we learned, the part of what Yisro is impressed about is the fact that there's no bad coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Mida Keneged Mida. Everything is exact. Everything is very precise based on what an Adam creates. So immediately Yisro says, I see every single thing, even things that people thought maybe it's not deserving for the Mitzri to be punished that way. Says Yisro, I know that they deserve it because they planned something bad. Kibba davar shazodo lehem, whatever the Mitzri did, that's what they got back. And this is, in Chag HaGeulah, we can point out that everything that every single Umar Goy planned to do against the Eden, everything will come back. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moided mido keneged mido. Anybody who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.